Hey everyone, welcome back. Something we've been seeing a lot of in your messages is this search for comfort and connection. And well, a lot of you have specifically asked about what the Bible has to say about, loneliness.
Yeah, that's a really powerful topic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And so today we're gonna dive deep into that, whether you're, struggling with loneliness yourself, or maybe you want to help someone who is, or maybe you're just, curious about how faith can speak to this, like, really universal human experience.
Yeah.
Well, get ready. Because some of these verses, they're surprisingly relatable.
They really are. And even if you're not, deeply religious or familiar with the Bible, I think you'll find something in these verses that speaks to you.
For sure. So to kick things off, let's just acknowledge the elephant in the room, right? Loneliness is tough. It hurts.
Yeah. And it's been around forever.
Exactly. And you see that raw emotion, like right there in Psalm 25:1-6:17, it says, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish."
Yeah.
Oof. Like, that's heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's powerful. You can really feel the weight of that loneliness in those words.
Right. And it makes you think, like, someone, thousands of years ago felt that same way.
Yeah.
And it's still something people are going through today. It's like this timeless human experience.
It is. But what's interesting is that the Bible doesn't just stop at acknowledging the pain.
It offers comfort.
Exactly.
Like a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this theme of, like, divine comfort all over the place. On Isaiah 41:10, this verse, it just jumps out at you. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you."
Yeah, it's this powerful reassurance that you're not alone, even when you feel like you are.
Yeah. Like, no matter what you're going through, no matter how scary things get, there's this higher power that's got your back.
Absolutely. And then there's Hebrews 13:5, which offers kind of a different angle on that same idea. It says, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you."
Okay. So that's less about strength and more about, like, just always being there, right? Like, no matter what.
Exactly. It's this unwavering presence, this promise of never truly being abandoned.
Which is, like, I mean, that's huge when you're feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Right. To know that you're never truly alone. But, the Bible doesn't just focus on that divine comfort. It also talks a lot about human connection, the importance of community.
Right, like in Psalm 68.6, which says, "God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing."
So I've always found this one interesting because, when you think about family, it's not always just about blood relatives.
Yeah, right? Definitely not. I mean, think about the different kinds of communities we have in our lives, friends, coworkers, even like online groups.
Right. All those different families that we choose.
Mm. Exactly. And I think that's something this verse really speaks to, that we're not meant to be alone, that we need those connections with other people.
So true. And I think it's a good reminder, like, even when you're feeling lonely, there are people out there who care about you, who want to connect.
Yeah. You just have to, sometimes you have to reach out.
That's true. But, even with that divine comfort and the support of community, there's still that individual journey of healing that has to happen, right?
Mm.
And Psalm 147.3 offers this, like, beautiful image of that healing process. It says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds."
It's a powerful message of hope, isn't it?
It is. And if you think about this verse alongside John 14:18, where Jesus promises not to leave his followers as orphans, it adds another layer to the meaning.
Because we often think of orphan in this literal sense, losing your parents. But it can also be this metaphorical feeling.
Right, like feeling abandoned or lost without guidance.
Exactly. And so in that context, this promise of not being left as orphans, it takes on this whole new meaning. It's about finding solace in that connection with a higher power.
Yeah, it's like even when you feel alone in the world, you're not really alone. There's this spiritual connection that's always there.
Right. But speaking of finding solace, there's another part of Hebrews 13.5 that I think is really relevant here.
Okay, remind me.
It says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have."
Oh, right. Contentment.
Yeah. And I think this idea of contentment is really interesting, especially when we're talking about loneliness, because, it's this feeling of inner peace, of satisfaction, even when things are tough.
Yeah, it's like, it's not about having lots of stuff or even lots of people around you. It's about finding that peace within yourself.
Exactly. And that can be a really powerful source of strength when you're feeling lonely.
It is. It's almost like a paradox. Like, finding strength and contentment when you're feeling, you know, so empty.
I know what you mean, but it's a concept that you see in a lot of spiritual traditions. It's not about denying the pain of loneliness. It's about finding a sense of peace and fulfillment within yourself, regardless of what's happening around you.
And that, I think, is what makes these verses so powerful. They offer this multifaceted approach to dealing with loneliness. They acknowledge the pain, they offer comfort, they highlight the importance of community, and they point towards healing and contentment.
Yeah, they give you a lot to think about, that's for sure.
They do. So as we wrap things up today, I want to leave you with a question. Which verse resonated with you the most? And how might you apply its message, whether in your own life or in helping someone else who's struggling? Because, you know, the Bible, it's full of wisdom on this topic, and there's so much more to explore.
There really is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.